angel-faced young man of summer gathered on these shores. Women loving, women loving, women in sunlight. A salty kiss on sandy skin, lovers' limbs entwined. Past the breakers, sick with home, our forbidden country. Past the benches built for lovers, our forbidden country. Our forbidden country. Kept it like a secret till you could keep it no more. Found love in a subway station, pressed against the bathroom door. Dare to let your glances linger longer than before. A city park, the darkest corner, kneeling on the forest floor. Past the benches built for lovers, our forbidden country. Past the breakers sick with hunger, our forbidden country. Our forbidden country. Once a lover, once a fighter, once a fierce, unruly queen. Now carried through the streets, her mortal body's but a dream. No liberation, liberation without memory. Buried deep in our endurance, our collective fury. Angry rallies, our forbidden country. Past the benches built for lovers, our forbidden country. Past the breakers sick with hunger, our forbidden country. Our forbidden country.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in the area commonly known as UBC Point Grey. My name is Audrey. You're listening to Too Dreamy, and we're doing a very, very special show today, our second annual Pride show, which is called Oh Hey, I Made This Mixtape for You. I hope you like it. I totally have a crush on you. Maybe you'll like me too. XO Audrey. So today we are going to be playing a bunch of really, really fun, lovely, queer artists. And we started off with Your Heart Breaks. Your Heart Breaks was recommended to me by my sweet friend Rose. We were driving in her car a week ago today, and the CD was playing on the speakers, and I was like, what is this? And Your Heart Breaks is a queer band that's based in Seattle, Washington, originally founded by Clyde Peterson in Bellingham in 1999. And they just released a new album called Jerome Butch Blues. That song was called Our Forbidden Country. And just a little bit about this album, because this album just, like, I don't know, it breaks my heart. Your Heart Breaks. It's just amazing. So just something that Clyde wrote about this album in an interview with 405. For the past years, I've been reading a large selection of books by GLBTQ authors through history, trying to learn more about queer culture throughout the ages. One of my favorite books is called A Restricted Country by lesbian author Joan Nessel. It is about the secret queer nightlife of New York City in the 1950s and the summers on Fire Island. I wanted to try and capture a little bit of these stories in this video. And that's the video for the song that we were just listening to. So we went out to Vashon Island in the Puget Sound of Washington State with a bunch of rad queer people, and we climbed a small mountain to shoot in the forest. We filmed in some glass house sculptures by New York-based artist Rob Fisher. The film was directed by Seattle filmmaker and recent Creative Capital Award winner Wes Hurley, cinematographer Vincent Pierce, and costumed by the talented Pete Rush. Working with a talented crew of queers to make this video was an incredible experience. And the video is a moving accompaniment to a poignant and moving song that does the essential service of archiving, capturing a lived reality so that others can engage with it. The 405 say, the best songwriters can only aspire to create something this important, and Peterson does it with captivating power. So, Your Heart Breaks. That album is seriously, like, one of the most beautiful queer albums I've ever heard. Tells really amazing stories that are really awesome to reflect on, especially with the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. So, Your Heart Breaks is definitely my cute band alert for this week. And I'm going to team up Your Heart Breaks with our very own local Devourers, who I feel like they're just, like, amazing siblings of each other. And a really amazing Pride event that's coming up this weekend on Sunday that I really want to highlight. And I'm going to be playing a bunch of different bands that are playing at the show. It is Pride at Red Gate, queer bands and Dame DJs all night. So Devourers is one of the artists that will be playing at this event, and I'm gonna play his song Taxidermy the Musical, which he played at Catalano, and it made me cry because I was like, oh my gosh, all these people who are there in kits are experiencing this beautiful song about like experiences of queer men and the beauty of bottoming. So here is Devours with Taxidermy, the musical from his latest album, Iconoclast, here on CITR.
Get me to stop. My pride is all that I've got. It is what it is, and no one's gonna change me, 'cause I'm a goddess in my prime. Don't try to shame me for my pink shoes, limp wrist, your unabashed love of Beyonce. I'm flaming and I'm happy as fuck, and if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you'll know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you'll know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man. Takes to be a man.
Sylvia Rivera's life was a turbulent one, but her unwavering dedication to LGBT and trans rights helped build a much more inclusive world than the one she was born into. Her childhood was tumultuous, being introduced to street prostitution at a young age. Her firsthand knowledge of the dangers of street life would shape her advocacy going forward. She first became politically active by participating in the civil rights and anti-war movements in the 60s with the extremely left-wing Puerto Rican group Young Lords, as well as the Black Panthers. She was a regular patron at the Stonewall Inn and was present in 1969 when gay men, lesbians, bisexuals, drag queens, trans people, and street folk fought back against a police raid in what is now known as the Stonewall Uprising. She became active in the gay liberation movement. And in the early 1970s, when the Gay Activist Alliance eliminated trans people from their civil rights agenda, Sylvia was having none of it.
Y'all better quiet down. I have been thrown in jail. I have lost my job. I have lost my apartment for gay liberation. And you all treat me this way?
In 1970, she and fellow Stonewall participant Marsha P. Johnson founded STAR, Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries. She refused to allow drag queens, drag culture, and transvestites to be marginalized to make the queer identity palatable to the heterosexual mainstream. As activist Ricky Witchens observed, in many ways, Sylvia was the Rosa Parks of the modern transgender movement.
Revolution now! Gay power! Laura, gay power!
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Hey Society is a critical support service for sex workers located at 148 West Hastings in Vancouver. PACE operates under a harm reduction model, recognizing that sex work is work, and provides non-judgmental support. PACE's peer-driven services recognize the importance of peer-to-peer support and include a drop-in, one-to-one support, health navigation, outreach, occupational health and safety training, and transgender programming, including our gender self-determination project. PACE Society. By, with, and for sex workers since 1994.
And we're back. For those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Audrey. This is a special edition of Too Dreamy called Oh Hey, I Made This Mixtape for You. I hope you like it. And I totally have a crush on you. Maybe you like me too. XO Audrey. We were just listening to a little special about Sylvia Rivera. Before that, we had Walgreen with the song Two-Mouthed Woman from their album Bird Alien. We also had Fine with Trauma and Depression from their album Thanks for Asking. And we started off that set with Devours with the song Taxidermy the Musical from this album Iconoclast. And Devours will be playing at the Pride at Red Gate show happening on Sunday night. I just want to tell you about a couple of really amazing events that are happening this weekend because it is a really amazing weekend. Today, starting at 5:30, is the Trans Two-Spirit Genderqueer Intersex March. It's going to be starting at Clark Park, which is around 1500 East 14th Avenue. It's going to be a really amazing celebration. Everyone is welcome. There's going to be some sign making and everything. So at 5:30, you're welcome to join and come with slogans to put on the signs. They'll have materials provided. Then there's going to be, starting at 6:15 p.m., a march from Clark Park to Victoria Park, which is at Victoria and Grant. And at 6:45, there'll be performances from our amazing local trans artists. So if you're looking for something really fun to do tonight, that is the place to be. And also on Saturday is the Vancouver Dyke March and Festival. That's going to be happening at Grandview Park, but the march itself is going to be starting at McSpadden Park. You can meet up at McSpadden Park at 11 a.m. for some pre-march festivities and a community art project to celebrate the new Vancouver Dyke March banner this year. The march will be leaving McSpadden Park at 12 p.m. and we'll be marching down Commercial Drive and ending at Grandview Park for the festival. The festival is going to take place from 1 to 5 p.m. and we'll have performances from various artists, feature queer-friendly vendors, and create a space to gather with friends, family, and the community. Also, a really important note for the Vancouver Dyke March is that TERFs, WERFs, and fascists are not welcome at the event as they violate the code of conduct. And that the Vancouver Dyke March does not invite police nor utilize them for the security of the march. However, the City of Vancouver will be sending uniformed officers to close down the streets while we march. They just want to really recognize that that may be a barrier for some participants, but really want to provide that information so people can make an informed decision. So back to Reigate. Another person who will be playing alongside Devours is my really sweet friend, Kylie V. Kylie V is... is this amazing non-binary woman, uses they, them pronouns, is also lesbian, and is an indie kiddo who put out a collection of songs just in December called Lotus Eater, and is going to be putting out their debut album on Kingfisher Blues, hopefully later this year or at the beginning of next year. Kylie V is one of the sweetest people ever. There's a really amazing interview that Madeline did on She's on a Wire. If you search, you can find that on CITR.ca. So this is the song Anxious from their collection called Lotus Eater here on CITR.
sign a good chance, just right for the season with the perfect fit. Gonna be tight for a month, but feels so worth it. Stepping out in my Sunday best, skin tight feel with a shade to match. Chases trace my silhouette. Skipping out back before you see the bill. And if you have any questions, if you feel unequipped, well, you already know what to serve me with. Rice, paper, trash.
Oh my God. Of the gay rights movement, transgender African Americans were outcast, even criminalized. But Marsha P. Johnson tried to keep them from falling through the cracks. Marsha grew up as an outsider in New Jersey, but she found her true self in Greenwich Village, where she became a fixture of the drag scene and earned a reputation for her fierce advocacy for trans people of color. Friends and neighbors called her the mayor of Christopher Street. She played a key role in the 1969 Stonewall riots, rallying the gay community in protest of harassment and abuse by the police. As the gay rights movement took shape, she co-founded Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, or STAR, the first organization of its kind to advocate on behalf of homeless drag queens, trans people, and runaways. In 1992, Marsha was tragically murdered, sending shockwaves through the LGBTQ community. But her legacy lives on. It's thanks to Marsha, STAR, and the patrons of Stonewall that the LGBTQ community found the courage to fight back. I'm Laverne Cox, and this is History, Her Story.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
And we're back again. We were just listening to a little clip of Laverne Cox talking about Marsha P. Johnson. Before that, we had Witch Prophet with the song Elsabet. It's a single that they released. Before that, we had Wares with the song Rice Paper Dress from their album Silhouette. And we started off that set with Kylie V with the song Anxious from their album Lotus Eater. You can check out Kylie V at Redgate on Sunday night. I'm going to let you know about a couple of music events that are happening over the next weekend. It's such a fun weekend. Tonight, you can go to Redgate to go see Bossy versus Dame, Pride at Redgate, and it's going to have some of the Bossy DJs like Softie Shan, Sugar Brown, and Mum, and Dame DJs Paisley Eva, Hannah Kay, and KC. Super, super excited about that. Tomorrow night at Redgate, again, is Lip Vancouver Queer Pride 2019 with performances by Kendall Gender, visuals by Stephen Audia, DJ sets by Dance Authority, Frankie T, Teardrop, Softie Shan, and XO. On Sunday... is the Pride at Redgate, which we've been talking about, queer bands and Dame DJs all night. I heard a rumor that there is a new Dame DJ who will be on the tables for a little bit. But I'm not going to ruin too much of that surprise, but it's definitely one to stick around for. Speaking of that really amazing event, I'm going to play a song by Biwana, who will be performing on Sunday night at Redgate. They were also shared their music with the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver campers in our audience at our showcase that happened a couple weeks ago, and I got to share a stage with them at the queer showcase that happened at Music Waste Birwana. Yeah, Ash is such a sweetheart, and I'm in love with their music. So here's the single You and Me on CITR.
Something beautiful, I just wanna flex it. Say I'm irreplaceable, say it but don't text it. I'll be the one that you hold. Your ex is getting jealous. It's gonna be you and me. I think that it's critical, someone get the medic. My body's working overtime, singing something reckless. Love is in the air tonight, got me feeling breathless. It's gonna be you and me.
That was Non La with the demo Your Man. Before that, we had The Trolls with... Oh no, where did the troll song go? It was a really cute troll song. Oh, here it is, Teeth Mountain from their album Treasure Mountain EP. And we start off that set with Bijuana with You and Me. You can catch all three of those bands playing at Red Gate on Sunday for their special Pride show. And... yeah, thanks for tuning in today. This has been a special edition of Too Dreamy called Oh Yeah, Oh Hey, I Made This Mixtape for You. I hope you like it. I totally have a crush on you. Maybe you like me too, XO Audrey. It's been such a sweet hour with all of you. I hope that you have a really wonderful and safe weekend, whatever you do, whether it's, I don't know, dancing all night, catching all the parades, or when you're, I think I just watched like the original Wonder Woman movie, with my cat and ate ice cream. That was a really amazing Pride weekend for myself. I'll be at Manson and Zombie. I don't know about you. Family's in town. That's how we're going to be celebrating. please do stay tuned for Bevy Crespin Presents, who's joining us at 2 o'clock for Experimental Love for all of you. I'm going to close with Girlpool. They have their harmonies are such an influence on my own music. They make me cry so much. And I'm going to play the song Pretty from their recent album. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't say last. Sounds so final. For their most recent album, What Chaos is Imaginary. I love you all. Maybe I'll see you this weekend, but for sure I'll be back on next Friday at 1 o'clock to share some more music with all of you. Bye, everyone.